happy 4th of July, fellow homesteaders. Sitting out here on the back porch this morning, in the backyard here. Haven't really talked much about the backyard. We're always looking at the front yard and the garden. So back here in the backyard is where we got a deck, and we got the grill here, and a little patio table. And the pool's back here in the backyard. We got one of those Walmart above ground pools. And it's kind of nice sitting out here next to the duck pen. And they're quacking around. You may be able to hear them in the background, especially if they get too wound up. But today is 4th of July, Independence Day. And we've got some company coming over today. So I'm going to have to make this kind of short. Still got a little bit of mowing to do. And need to clean up this backyard just a little bit. And I think I'm going to put an easy up here on the on this back porch. It gets hot back here in the evenings, looking toward the west here. So I'm going to try to make a little more shade. We do have some trees back here in the backyard, but midday it gets pretty warm until we get the sun starts going down a little bit and we get the shade from these big maple trees here. So a little bit about the garden. We've been getting lots of Roma tomatoes and lots of cherry tomatoes off that Super Sweet 100. Early Girl tomatoes still are not turning red. They're getting bigger though. Good green tomatoes right now. As a matter of fact, fried green tomatoes sounds pretty good. May have to do some of that before long. And everything else is coming along. I'm not going to walk you through all of it. We got some cucumbers coming on. Still got the cantaloupes. Still getting some squash. Still battling them dang squash bugs. I had to do another spray with 7. I try to get out there every evening and pick a few off. But, man, the other night they were just loaded again with squash bugs. So I sprayed them rascals again and try to get a handle on them. We've been fighting sand burrs or grass spurs. People call them all kinds of different things. But we've got real sandy soil on the homestead here. And they seem to like that poor sandy soil. So we've been fighting with those, trying to pick them off as much as we can. We spray a little bit of Roundup on the plant, trying to kill it, just spot spraying. Just trying to get them dead. When we first moved in here 3 years ago, they were terrible. You couldn't even go out in the yard. No way you could go out barefoot. Anytime you went out, you just have to leave your shoes on the porch because they'd just be covered in burrs. But over the 3 years, we've worked pretty diligently at pulling them and spraying here and there, and pretty much getting a handle on them now. They're just starting to sprout back out this year, and I've only found a few here and there. So it's an ongoing battle, but it is a battle. Chickens are still doing good. We've been getting, 5-6 eggs a day, which is way too many for the three of us to eat. So we've been giving a bunch away. And so that's kind of it for the farm update. Exciting announcement coming up next. So I teased you a little bit with an exciting announcement. And really can't say a whole lot about it yet. Don't have everything finalized and set up. But I got a message from one of our homestead community leaders. And we're going to partner together to bring you an exciting offer. Can't wait to share it with y'all. It's going to be a good thing. And I hope you guys will join us here. Hopefully next week I can have everything finalized. But if not next week, it'll be the week after. But coming up soon here, I'll be able to tell you all about it. And hopefully we can get you guys excited about it too. Well, like I said, I got work to do, so I'm going to keep this really short this time and let you guys get on with your day as well. Hope you guys got plans for today or for this weekend. Some of you I know are getting a four-day weekend. If you're like my daughter, you're not getting any special weekend at all. She's got to work her regular days. The joys of being in retail, I guess. But I've got a four-day weekend. I hope you all do, too. I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to me ramble on. And I hope you guys have a great 4th of July and a great holiday and a great weekend. And I will talk to you all soon. Check us out on Facebook, on YouTube. Check out the blog page at theefficienthomestead.com. Read some of those articles. Leave us a comment. I love getting comments on there. And I will talk to you guys pretty soon. And remember, if you're not following your dream, you're helping somebody else follow theirs.